market. And I think that they were talking about the one that went viral that many people were talking about. Can you scroll down to the more orb? Yeah. Okay. This is the one. That's crazy. This is the one that they're saying that could be faked. Because there's two of them there. The other one was only one. This is the one I think that was from the 90s. And I remember there was a couple more videos here. So again, the problem is that this could be faked. This was on a lot of various documentaries throughout the years. And so it's hard to say whether this is real. I mean, I think that I have heard farmers talking about this is the kind of stuff they saw. It was like they saw an orb flying by, and then all of a sudden, like in the morning, they saw a crop circle. So, I mean, it's not like they saw it making it, but they just saw like an orb that was there. This is the one that again, that's like they said that was created. So it's hard to say whether these are real or not, but I do think that this is potentially could be how they're using it. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, we're seeing these spheres, these metal spheres everywhere, but I still think that's probably some kind of military intelligence thing. But wild stuff anyway. All right. Well, I want to tell you guys about our coffee before we continue on here. And, you know, have you ever wondered what it would be like to ride around in a time machine or experience Atlantean technology or ride on Nessie's back? Well, unfortunately, we can't help you there, but I can help you with a metaphysical experience that also supports our content. And we give you something in return, and that is our metaphysical coffee. And you know, you have a lot going on, and everybody needs their cup of Joe. So we thought, why not give you guys something in return that's actually really good coffee? We found we took a while to find some really good beans, and I'm extremely picky on coffee. I can't just drink, like, I won't even drink bad coffee if it's just bad. In fact, bad coffee gives me headaches. So I'm really, really picky about what I drink. And I really only like to drink whole bean from single source beans. So we went with Guatemala. And it is a very deep and rich flavor, also non-GMO. And, you know, but we know that you're on the go and you need excellent coffees fast. So we small batch roast within days. And also we cover the shipping. So the shipping's on us. You just pay for the coffee, which is $17.99. And we've had a lot of great feedback from our fans. We had your metaphysical coffee is amazing. I need my energy without the anxiety feeling, and crashes some overpriced coffee and energy drinks gave me. I need my energy without the anxiety feeling and crashes. Okay. I was like reading that and I'm like, okay, I was kind of going in a different place than I thought it was going to go. Basically she's saying our coffee doesn't give her the crashes. So, anyway, we're happy to hear great feedback from you guys. Again, it's $17.99. We cover the shipping. If you go to metaphysicalcoffee.com, you can get your bag of metaphysical coffee, or you can also go to rise.tv where we have a bundle subscription where you can get coffee and a monthly subscription to Rise TV, all for one great price. Again, you can just go to rise.tv, find everything there, and including the coffee. So, yeah, try it and let us know what you think. All right, we're going to show another trailer, and we'll be right back with the more on crop circles.
Is it a rolling stone in the sky? Is it a hunk of burning metal? It's definitely not a blackbird singing in the dead of night. It's a UFO. And chances are, your favorite rock star has seen it. A rock artist's just crazy? Or is there a reason why so many have claimed to see UFOs? From your standard believers to abductees. From lifelong stargazers to superstars turned investigators. UFO encounters seem to follow around these celebrities. Is your favorite rock star on the list? Find out as Edge of Wonder presents UFO Close Encounters, Celebrity Edition, Episode 1, Rockstar Mind Control.
All right. Yeah, once again, you can find that over on Arise.tv platform, or you can, if you want a free video, just go to rise.tv/video, enter your email. That's all you need to do. And we'll email you a link where you can watch our free video on, I think it was like, is that it? I can't remember if it's the Rockstar UFO one or the Rockstar Mind Control. Anyway, it's one of those. So.
Yeah, it's this one.
Okay, cool. That one, yeah. Why do UFOs haunt rock stars? A lot of people see a lot of famous people have had a lot of unusual encounters with UFOs. So, Lindsay, I want to show a little bit of this. So, this is some of this video of using AI to analyze some of the crop circles. Now, the information is pretty cool, but again, I just think that the whole thing is just AI created. So it's like, I don't know. I'm so like at this point, every time I watch something, I'm like, is this all AI? Because I definitely don't want to watch it if it is.
Electronics play a little bit of often go wrong in crop circles. Some people will describe a strange tingling, headaches, or feeling rather ill.
In the heart of golden wheat fields across the globe, strange, intricate patterns appear overnight. They've baffled farmers, physicists, and even military analysts for decades. But now, artificial intelligence, untethered by human bias, has been unleashed on these enigmatic designs. What it discovered defies conventional logic. Patterns echoing quantum equations, ancient star maps, and even non-human languages, emerging with eerie mathematical precision. Could these be messages, warnings, or blueprints from a higher intelligence? Tonight, we dive deep into the forbidden files and shadowy findings.
Yeah, you can pause it from there. Basically, I mean, it just, you know, spends the rest of the time kind of talking about things, and it says a lot of information, but I'm kind of like, okay, where's you guys getting all the source for this? You know, I would like to know. So, anyway, it is what it is, but I just thought it was kind of interesting with you know, AI and these images, because yeah, there's a lot more things coming up. In fact, one of the things that was deciphered, let me see, where is it? Where did I have this? Mysteries. Where did I put this one? Sorry, guys. Closer look. Lindsay, can you
what is it that you're looking for?
Oh man, I'm not seeing it on here. Maybe, oh no, here, the binaural code. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. Let's see. Yep. This one is really fascinating, and this is probably the most intricate, really one of the more intricate ones that we've ever seen in a crop circle. And obviously, I mean, this is like a typical gray alien that you kind of see there. But that gray alien is 400 feet long. And this is one of the most mysterious ones that ever showed up. And if someone did create this, I have to say they did a absolutely phenomenal job. And I don't even know like how they would recreate this, honestly. But so this is in binaural code. And what it says in binaural code, like ones and zeros, basically, it says, beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain, but still time. believe there is good out there. We oppose deception. Conduct closing. Whatever that means, conduct closing, I don't really know. But this was this is a known decipher message that came through using binaural code, and it's all written in this crop circle here. Just like crazy, crazy, crazy shot crop circle. And this is somewhere also in Europe. I'm not sure exactly where. I kind of forget which one this one was, but it's wild. I mean, when you first see it, you're like, well, this looks like AI, but this is old. This is from the 90s, is from what I remember. Maybe the 2000s. This might be from the 2000s, but yeah, it conduit closing. I have no idea what that means. Be aware of the bearers of false gifts and the broken promises, much pain, but still time. Believe there is good out there. We oppose deception. Conduit closing. It's, I mean, any idea what that means? Conduit closing?
Like a conduit of electricity or something, something that generates something else. The conduit is closing, like your window of opportunity or something. I don't know. Who knows?
Wait a minute. What if it means more like time is of the essence?
Like, right, exactly.
The like time that like that there's not much time left. Like my first reaction to conduit closing was like, oh, maybe it just means like time is, or it's like end of communication. Like, okay, end of whatever, end of transmission. But it could also mean like more of something like that. But I don't know. It's definitely wild. This one, always caught my interest. I'm just kind of looking online. About what people are saying in this. But yeah, a lot of people are kind of saying the same thing, like maybe there's something else going on here. But like, you know, bearers of false gifts, I kind of look at that as, you know, false prophets, you know, and that's why it's kind of interesting the way it's kind of worded, it kind of cryptic like. But like I said, if somebody did create this, it's pretty mind blowing. Like how in the world, like the binaural code is in the circle. How in the world? I mean, you could look that up online, right? Okay. I'm going to look up online. How would I do this? Right. But then when you're down there and you're creating it in dark, maybe using only flashlights, how in the world would you be able to do it and still get a message out of it? But, you know, if you had a team of people, maybe, but I don't know, that's wild. That one is definitely one of the more wild ones. There was also a Vice report, but yeah, that's another thing. I mean, that video at the beginning, it was actually from a Vice, the Vice Media. They interviewed this guy who's been investigating crop circles for a long time. And he was talking about all the weird phenomena that would happen. Another weird phenomena is your, hey, well, you can play a little bit of this. This is from Vice Media.
Electronics often go wrong in crop circles. Some people will describe a strange tingling, headaches, or feeling rather ill. My name is Andy Thomas, and I'm a researcher of mysteries and the paranormal and crop circles. I began investigating crop circles in 1991. Something really hit me and it just touched me inside, and I thought, I need to know more about this. 27 years on, I'm still going. The question of the origins of crop circles has never yet been nailed. Many think, you know, there's an intelligence behind them. I think they're made by aliens or extra dimensionals. I mean, it's a big universe. There must be other life out there. Whether it's coming here, of course, is one of the great debates. It may well be that we are being visited by other intelligences, and maybe they feel like leaving some graffiti in the fields. Or maybe it's more than that, that they're trying to very gently make people aware of them in a way that doesn't create fear. It has been argued the slow acclimatization process of little patterns built up a little bit more and a bit more every year is a way of getting us used to the idea of otherness. But there are many, many other theories, some very strange, some religious, some you would never even imagine. I have had some very strange experiences myself around the circles. I was with a group of two other colleagues, and we were up on a hillside looking down over a field with crop circles in it. And we saw three of these small glowing balls of light. So I have seen it for myself, and I know it's there. We cannot say what they were, but they would appear above the field and then suddenly just fly away. And we also witnessed on another occasion in the same week, strange, very dark shapes flying very, very quickly over the fields. And there was no reasonable explanation as to what they were that we could find. They were soundless. They were quite eerie. In the famous Mel Gibson film, Signs, of course, the crop circles in that film are announcing the arrival of rather evil aliens. But I don't personally feel that that's what's going on. There feels something very benevolent about crop circles. I don't sense anything of evil intent, and it would seem to me a strange thing to do, just kind of make these beautiful patterns if you wanted to scare anybody. And I don't feel that that is what's going on. It's going to be something rather stranger and more subtle. But certainly, yeah, I think that they're not evil. They are possible. Well, they're too beautiful, it seems to me.
You know, it's interesting. When I was working for the Epoch Times Media, there was an interview. It was a phone interview, and I was trying to find the article, and I couldn't find it right away because I can't remember a lot of the details about it, or like the guy's name or anything. But I remember it was a farmer, and I want to say he was in Texas, and he doesn't believe in these things, and he called. Because I remember him saying that he was more trying to figure out, and he was more annoyed than anything. And what happened was he woke up, and well, first he actually saw a UFO, and he's like, I don't even believe in aliens, don't believe in any of this stuff, you know. So he saw like this UFO. Then later that night, there was like, I want to say there was like something he saw. I can't remember if it was a being or an orb or something. But anyway, in the morning, he went out in his field and there was a giant crop circle in his field. And he was annoyed because it's like, he was like, now it's like money down the drain, you know? And so he went out and like specifically bought some guns. And he's just like, you know, these aliens owe me money. He's like, they destroyed my crops. But he's like, I never believed in any of this stuff whatsoever. He's like, I just thought it was just pranks. But he's like, I saw it in my own eyes. And he's like, I don't know what to say. He's like, you know, I don't want to say that they're aliens. He's like, all I know is that there wasn't humans that created this. And I remember it was just so fascinating hearing his story and, you know, seeing it from this perspective. So I think that many of these, so there's something he was saying that kind of hit me too. Was it the reason why they were doing it? But, you know, I think a big question is, yeah, why are they doing it? Who is doing it? But, oh, I know what I was going to say. So I think that if these were fake, I think this would have stopped a long time ago. Because they would have arrested whoever did it. They would have sent out massive warnings for the future of people, and they would have made a big scene about it, and that's the end of it. But the fact that it keeps happening to this day shows me that I think that this means that it's more real, because because they don't have an explanation for it. And I think that the CIA and the MI6 and everything, I think they know that it's not people doing this. I think they know why it's happening. And I think the reasons, I mean, I can't, I mean, they probably have so many people they sent out studying this stuff over the decades that they probably know. And so there was some very, very famous researchers, and there was a guy, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head. In fact, Joe Rogan was talking about it with the guy from the Y-Files on a podcast 2 years ago. And he was mentioning there was this really super famous researcher, and he had all this equipment set up, getting ready to film everything. And then nothing. He wasn't able to get anything. And it completely discredited him and everything. It was, I think it might have been Colin Andrews is one of the guys that was on, that was doing this. And then the other one was Pat Delgado was the other one. And anyway, at the end of it, he was going through his videos, and he noticed that there was this guy in the video, and the same guy came to his house and basically gave him a warning. And so his understanding was, it was probably the Men in Black that were specifically trying to discredit him. And I think that's why we probably don't have a lot of solid evidence of this stuff. I think that if, you know, some people are really just pure and innocent, they may actually have some footage, and, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to turn this into the police, or I'm going to turn this in somewhere, you know, and it's like they might just be like a farmer and not really think about, like, you know, posting it on a video online or something like that, and just trying to do the right thing. And then lo and behold, all that stuff gets confiscated, you know, and, or they get threatened or bribed. And that's my understanding of what happened. And, one of the really super famous researchers, he came out, and it might've been Pat Delgado. I can't remember who it was exactly, but one of them came out and said that he was being bribed with a lot of money. So, yeah, crazy, crazy stuff. And, to say that it was fake, and, you know, when you look online for a connection with the CIA and crop circles, you don't really find a direct connection, but you hear stories. And I think that, in reality, I think that the CIA has been involved with this for a very long time, because I think anything revolved around aliens is a very sensitive topic. And a lot of people, it's funny because lately this has been coming up in a just random conversations that I've been having with people just in general over the last few months. And people are asking me, you know, why, like the big question that it's like after people find out what I do, the number one question I seem to be asked is like, why is the government hiding about aliens? Like, what's the big deal? And I think it's because it just covers up all these lies that have been going on for so long. And I think the main thing is that they made some deal with probably the Grays a long time ago, decades ago, about, you know, it's okay for them to experiment on humans if the US would get technology in return. And I think that's why they turned a blind eye to it. And I think that it got so out of hand, there was nothing they can do about it. So I think there's so many more reasons, because I think the technology aspect is the number one thing. And I think they're like, we need to, you know, we can't let people know what kind of technology we have. Like, I started thinking about the coronavisor you know, it's probably like ancient tech compared now to quantum computers. So, yeah, and that's the thing the Vatican has that can supposedly see the future. But okay, yeah, you know, and we did a whole thing about that. And I think that's probably a big aspect of it, is that the coronavisor is probably just outdated information. I mean, just right now, they are working on a device that could start recording your dreams, and it's not available to purchase yet, but a company is in the process of developing this, where ordinary people can buy this, wear it during the night, and an AI analyzes all the brain waves and understands and can convert that into images. So this is really happening using AI. So like, and I think that your images will probably be more like AI kind of produced images. It's taking all the data, all the brain waves and all the data it's collecting, and is going to be able to, oh, this is actually a person. This information here is like a person walking down a street, and will then be able to like impose that in a video where you will be able to watch this or put on this device and literally watch your dreams. And I have to say, this is like, I'm really intrigued by this because I have such crazy visual dreams that I'm kind of like, okay, I think I would like to try this, you know, but I don't know. But then where is that information being stored? You know, and that's at this point, where is any of our information being stored? But Lindsay, you said, did you find something about Andrew or Colin Andrews? It's so funny. There's another guy named Andrew Collins who is a researcher as well, who I like, I actually know, and he's been on Graham Hancock's series. And so I was like, oh, Colin Andrews. And then there's Andrew Collins. And I was like, that's really funny anyway. But anyway, these guys, they've done a lot of work on this, but I do think that there's something going on here, you know, and I think that the CIA wants certain information out there because it's like, well, people are going to talk about it no matter what. But I think it's like, you can talk about it as long as you don't have any solid proof about what's going on. So if you publish a video about really what's happening, they're not going to like that. And I think that could be what happened with these orb videos. I mean, it's very possible that one of those videos is real, right? It's very possible that somebody filmed this and then all of a sudden the CIA is like, this is the truth. This is too real. Let's produce a fake one. And then at the end of it or whatever, we'll show people that it's fake. And then it's like it discredits everything else. And that's exactly what they've been doing over the decades to disprove something. If something comes out that's real, like the Calvine photo is a perfect example. You have the Calvine photo, which is a real photo. The guys that even took it are missing. No one even knows what's happened. And then at the same time that's released, there's a digital rendering that's released at the same time. And it's like, what? Why? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And then everyone's sharing the rendering because it looks better. It's a better photo. And then it's like really easy to discredit it. So then when, you know, people that understand design and graphics and know how to fake these things and build these and make these things really like just like this, they can analyze it and then like, oh, this is totally fake. Like you can see this here. And it's like, well, yeah, that's not the real one. And we keep seeing a strong pattern of this, or and it doesn't even have to be in the ufology community. It could be anything, any kind of video that gets released. It's real right away. There's a fake one, you know? And we're seeing this with some of the Epstein stuff even. So it's kind of wild. And now with AI out there, it's like, oh my gosh, not even AI knows what's real and what's not anymore. Like there was this video that was clearly AI, and it's like, you know, not even Grok and not even the AI bots can even tell anymore what's real and what's fake. And that's when it gets really scary. It's like now all the stuff is blending together and it's like, what is real? What is fake? Who knows at this point? But anyway, all right. Well, I hope you guys liked this episode. There was actually a few more things that I didn't even really get into. I've just been talking so much, but, again, I find these things all fascinating. I do think that I do think there's something to these orbs, you know, I think it's more related to other dimensions, and that's probably what he was seeing too. He was noticing the shadows, and it's probably not some like dark beings. It could just be kind of like a something in another dimension that's in half in our dimension and half that in their dimension, and it's kind of coming through these more shadow figures because they're not fully in our dimension. And I'm assuming that's probably more what's creating this, and the stalks are heating up from the inside. That's the insane part that the media doesn't like to describe because it defies physics. How are they're literally it's like changing the physics of the molecules inside of the stalks, and they're bending over without breaking. And it's more like they're heating up from the inside, which is causing them to bend. And then they like stay that way. And it's almost like they freeze after they're heated up. There you go. And that cannot be explained with science. And the ones that the dudes are just like going over with boards, they're all breaking. And these are interwoven too. So in other words, it's like one crisscrossing on top of each other. Instead of just being all pressed down on each other, they're like, it's like one on top of each other like this. And there's no way you can do that with a board. Maybe like one or two of them could happen like in that case. But in that way, no way. And no one's been able to explain that. And again, when they're talking about, when the media is like, oh yeah, we figured out these guys making a board, they just ignore the part about the interwoven aspects of it. So I don't think that these are just, I mean, like I said, I think that some of them are fake, but I don't think that they're, not all of them are fake. There was a photo of a fake one I had, and I thought I put it in here, but I can't find it. But anyway, it basically just looks like a crop circle. It's not as detailed, but you can see there's like a line that branches off and then a circle, another circle. And you can see that circle. It's like when the line branches off, it's not a perfect line and it's not a perfect circle. And it's like, okay, that one's created. But some of the rest of these, it's just wild. But all right, you guys, I'm going to jump off here, head over to rise.tv where I'll get into your questions that we have on our live chat. And don't forget, you know, your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the show or do the show that the censors don't want you to hear. Don't forget your bag of delicious metaphysical coffee if you want your mornings to be interstellar. Again, you can find that all under rise.tv. We have it all there. And your subscription as well. So, all right, we're going to show you a trailer and then I'll get back and answer your questions. And then I'll do the meditation prayer at the end of the show.
In this series, From Edge of Wonder, we dive into neural nets, sentient robots, gene editing technology, smart implants, programmable monkeys, evolution, and social manipulation. Is resistance futile? How can we rage against the machine? Get your questions ready, because it's time for our live Q&A session, exclusively on Rise.TV.